The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday.
I know, Danny, you're getting your jumping in to get ready for emo night tonight at Numo's. I need to save my jumping and my energy level because I'm wrestling tonight in the main event for the SOS Tag Team Championship at Edison Square in Tacoma, brother.
You guys are busy tonight.
Yeah, we're both going to be champions by the end of the night.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Joe from Seattle. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
All right, Steve, it is time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joe has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready? And also, were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40?
I was not. Usually I am, but I was too busy running around yesterday.
All right. Let's see how this goes. Joe, what is the only U.S. state made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Correct. The leader of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers wore what color outfit?
Red.
Yes. The bald eagle is the national bird, but what is the national mammal of the United States?
Chipmunk.
No.
Chupacabra.
No.
Chihuahua.
No. After 3.14, what is the next number in pi? Oh my
God. 1.
Correct. What is the 6th sign of the zodiac?
Taurus.
No.
Aries.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. What famous U.S. highway is also known as the Will Rogers Memorial Highway?
Route 66?
Yes. Who directed Schindler's List?
Oh, pass.
Which hotel chain banned The Who for life?
Hilton?
No.
Sheraton?
No.
Pass.
If a liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
50.
Yes. In which country would you find Stonehenge?
England.
Yes. All right, Joe. You got 6 correct.
Not bad. Not bad for Friday.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay.
Why do you feel about it, Taryn? You think he's going to do good?
You know, I think that this is going to be a very close one. I think that both of them could benefit from the cheat sheet, but we know that Steve didn't listen either.
I did not.
Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What is the only U.S. state made up entirely of islands?
Hawaii.
Yes. The leader of the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers wore what color outfit?
I'm going to say blue.
No.
Green.
No.
Black.
No.
Damn it.
Bald eagle is the national bird, but what is the national mammal of the United States?
An otter.
No.
A whale?
No.
I don't know. A dolphin?
No. After 3.14, what is the next number in pi?
3.15.
No.
3.24?
No.
3.69?
No. What is the 6th sign of the zodiac?
Cancer.
No.
Aquarius.
No.
Sagittarius.
No. What famous U.S. highway is also known as the Will Rogers Memorial Highway?
Route 66?
That is correct. Who directed Schindler's List?
Mr. Schindler.
No.
I don't know. Steven Spielberg.
You do know. Which hotel chain banned The Who for life?
I'm going to go Holiday Inn.
That's correct. If liquor is 100 proof, how much alcohol does it contain by percentage?
100.
No.
A lot.
No.
99.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Steve, you got 4 correct, which is a loss.
Aye.
6-4. Congratulations, Joe.
Yes, 2-1.
Have a great weekend, brother.
All right. The original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers leader was the Red Power Ranger.
I should have just guessed Red.
Neither of you knew.
I mean, like Paw Patrol. Marshall's kind of like the leader.
Right.
Makes sense.
Neither of you knew that the national mammal of the United States is the American bison.
Duh.
Joe did know that after 3.14, the next number in pi is 1.
Oh.
And
well, that makes no sense.
If liquor is 100 proof, it's 50% alcohol. And then one you didn't get to that Joe got correct. In which country is Stonehenge located?
England.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have helped me win, but okay.
The pie thing got me too, because I thought you meant like this. I thought you were going with Steve, like 3.15, but she meant the next number in pie after like 3.1415.
Oh, I would have got that.
Of course. Steve loves pie.
I totally can name all the numbers. I thought it was like, what's the next? Never mind.
Yeah.
Exactly what Danny thought is what I thought. Doesn't help me.
You know what? We're going to play another game at 8:50.
All right.
Regroup.
I'm going to take a nap.
The Daily Migs Show.
You can do it too. Leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. It's so easy to do, Steve Migs.
Before we get to the woman who left a voice message about her kid wrecking her car, and she's not upset with her kid, but upset with somebody else, let's start with this voice message that's about a topic that we just recently had.
Are you
ready, Taryn Daly?
Let's go.
All right, let's slide into the VMs.
Hey, good morning, Daily Big Show. Yeah, I've seen two shows that got cut short. One was way back in the 80s. I'm an old dude, so one, Eric Clapton, of course, back in the kind of the end of his alcoholic run and all that stuff, yeah.
I've always wanted to see Eric Clapton.
Oh, yeah.
But only during his alcoholic run, so this is very awesome, though. That's crazy you got to see Clapton live.
Old slow hand.
Wow.
He played like 30 minutes and walked off stage. And literally, that was there. That was it. I was with my buddy, another friend, and his mom, actually, who was like an old school rocker, so she took us, because we were just kids. Yeah.
That is awesome, first
oh,
of all.
Oh, yeah.
When you first went to a concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Yes. My parents took my sister and I. We were like 10 and 8, and they took us to see Boys to Men. It was awesome.
Boys to Men.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, when you went to your first concert, did you have to go with a parent?
Well, okay, are we talking actual first concert? Are we talking like first concert I wanted to go to?
First concert you wanted to go to?
No, my mom dropped me off at the convention center in Albuquerque to go see The Offspring, Reverend Horton Heat, and Left Unsaid.
That is amazing.
And I was probably 12 years old, and she like was like, all right, go. And I was like, yes. I'm surprised she didn't sit in the lobby, to be honest with you.
Dude, I think back on it at different times. I don't know if parents would be this willing to just like let their kids go off and have fun at a concert, but when I was a teenager in high school, my buddy Tom and I went to go see Motley Crue, first ever concert, at the Meadowlands, or they call it the Meadowlands,
yeah,
in New Jersey. And it was Motley Crue, and I think it was Skid Row. I'm pretty sure. It was a great show during their Dr. Feelgood or Girls, Girls. It doesn't matter. Parents took us, dropped us off outside of the Meadowlands, and left.
Wild.
And they said, we'll be back around whatever time they figured that the concert would be over. And if we're not there yet, just wait for us. We'll pick you back up.
Wow.
And I'm thinking about that. I don't know many people that would just be like, yeah, go ahead, have fun.
No chance. Not with my kid.
All right, this guy's got more messages.
And then I actually went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I know.
Yeah. I was like, we're like, oh, you suck. You went and saw Sinead O'Connor. I wish I could have seen Sinead O'Connor live.
She was pretty punk rock, man. I mean, I would have loved to see her, too.
It was at the old Parker's. I had seen Joe Satriani the night before, and then Sinead O'Connor, and she, again, maybe 30 minutes and walked off stage, but she was furious. They had a hip-hop band open and all kinds of things, and she did not like that, so...
I don't know why, but I'm picturing like Sir Mix-a-Lot. Like, Baby Got Back, and Sinead O'Connor's like, what is happening right now? This is not my opening act.
Not my crowd.
That's my story. Hey, man, you guys have a fantastic day.
I love that.
Yeah, that was some good, two very eclectic artists.
I know, I like his taste.
Eric Clapton and Sinead O'Connor. All right, here's the voice message about the car wreck.
Oh, so my daughter hit my car, and I had to make a claim through insurance, and then they come back and tell me that my car is totaled. Now, I owe more than what the car is worth, but now I'm left with no money. How is it that you can pay into insurance 10 years, never use it, and now I have nothing? I think the insurance is BS. That's all.
That is awful. I'd be furious.
Have you ever had a situation where you got into a car accident and then insurance came back? It's like, yeah, that's a total loss.
I mean, I've had a couple totals in my day. But,
yeah.
Yeah. But
did you ever wreck one of your parents' cars?
No.
Or get into an accident with one of your parents' cars?
I mean, yeah, like not a bad one. I got in a couple little ding dong fender benders, you know, in my parents' cars. But all like the worst accidents were my own car.
I kind of want to talk to your mom and
oh
dad
my
and hear
God.
If they also feel like it was just a ding dong fender bender.
Yeah, you know, like a little like a busted up door, Nothing too crazy. Okay. But yeah. What about you? Did you wreck a parent's car?
No, never wrecked a parent's car because my parents wouldn't let me go anywhere near their car. My dad was
smart.
Traumatized when he tried to teach me how to drive and freaked out on me and yelled at me and wouldn't let me ever be in a car with him again, at least not in the front seat. So, but I remember totaling my minivan, and that was the worst. I didn't think it was all that
bad.
You had
a minivan?
It was awesome. We called it the fun bus. Riding the carpool lane. Nobody even thought that it was just me in there. Because why would there just be a guy in his 20s driving a minivan?
Just hotboxing.
By himself.
Oh, no.
It was great for concerts. We'd pack all of us in there, go to the Gorge. It was like our band van as well. It was Chrysler Town and Country represent.
Oh, I love that for you.
The Daily Migs Show.
During a recent CBS college basketball game, Ian Eagle was jokingly teasing Bill Rafferty for doing something that only old people do.
Championship games. Update on all the teams that have already punched their ticket to the big dance that's coming up on AT&T at the half. We may have to change the nomenclature because nobody punches a ticket anymore.
That's a good point, actually. I never thought about the fact that like some of these sayings that we say just don't make any sense to somebody who was born after like 1980.
Super outdated.
Just scan a QR code.
Well, for some people, the older people still do it the old way.
You're the only person in America still printing your boarding pass.
I mean, my husband, he loves a printed boarding pass. He really does.
I'll be honest. It took me a while. Even when I had it on my phone, I would still be the guy like, let's print it just in case. Because all of a sudden, it's just going to be like a massive cell phone outage. Right? At the very moment, I'm about to scan my ticket because then they wouldn't be able to figure that out. But
then they just send you home.
Finally, I stopped doing it. I'm like, I don't need no ticket. I got my phone. And then all of a sudden, we started traveling with our daughter, who wants the ticket.
Of course.
So now,
like the tangible item. Yeah, kids love that.
She's an old soul. She likes to walk around with her little boarding ticket in her hand. And I don't mind because like 9 times out of 10, she drops it and loses it.
But oh, yes.
It's on the phone. Who cares?
What old person thing do you tend to do?
Ooh.
Or outdated thing?
You know, I still refer to things like as like albums and like even if I'm talking about streaming stuff, I think it's just like my choice of words.
Sure.
Same with like even like if I'm like about to record something on my cell phone video, I'm like, film this for me. And I'm like, there's absolutely no film in my phone. And that makes no sense to somebody that's probably in like their 20s or 30s.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I know a lot of people get annoyed when people are like this. I prefer to just pick up the phone and call rather than text. Are you the same?
Oh, I prefer to call somebody, not warn them that I'm about to call them, yeah, or ask if it's okay to call. And that seems to be such a no-no these days.
Right? But I prefer that. And like when somebody sends me a text message and it's asking 4 or 5 questions, I'm like, I'm overwhelmed thinking about texting you back. I'll just pick up the phone and call you.
Do you find it, though, when you call that person back, they sound surprised? Like, how dare you call? I'm like, well, you just asked me so many questions that my thumbs don't have the energy to do.
That's it. It's like thumb fatigue. I just can't do it. Danny, do you do any old man stuff?
I like clocks. Like old clocks that I have to set, you know. It's like I know I have my Apple Watch, I have my phone, our battery went out in our kitchen clock one day.
Okay,
and it threw me off. Because I check it a lot more than I thought I did, and I was like, man, who uses clocks anymore like this?
I even also think like to go back to what this guy was talking about, just the terms and the phrases we use. I don't think anybody even says anymore like a quarter to, half past, like. The phrases that we used to use, like when you're like, what time is it? You're like, oh, you know, it's 6:45. And so I was like, well, what the F does that mean nowadays?
The kids don't know.
Right. Like, and it used to be you would just round up to whatever the nearest quarter was. Like it was never, oh, it's 6:43 right
now.
I'd be like, oh, no, it's 6:45.
Well, what about the rockaholics? What is that old person thing that you do? Maybe something a little outdated that you still participate in.
I got another suggestion.
What?
Going to bed early.
Yes,
on the weekends.
I love that.
It used to be like, I ain't going to bed till 4 a.m. Now it's like 9:30. I'm like, it's time to shut it down.
206-803-ROCK. What old person thing do you do?
The Daily Migs Show.
What are some of those old person things that you do? 206-803-ROCK. Chris from Stanwood, what kind of TV shows do you watch?
Oh, I'm a sucker for a good old episode of Cops.
That was like peak reality
some
TV.
Judge Judy. you know, any of the court shows, sign me up. My wife says I'm the oldest person ever for watching that stuff.
Chris, one time I went to New York, and I went to a taping of the People's Court, and it just felt so good for the soul, because I grew up watching this, and now I'm in the room while it's going on.
Right, and you were saying it's all like duct taped together and stuff. Like, dude, that is classic, dude. That's awesome.
It was a dump. I'm pretty sure that I was the only person that maybe had a job at the time that was in the audience. And then they handed out these little bite-sized Halloween candies and chocolates as a snack. And granted, we were there for like 6 hours. I feel like they should have given us something a little bit more. And man, right? It was like vultures for that chocolate. Like everybody was just swarming for it.
The people's chocolate.
I was just like, guys, calm down. Like, we could get these for like 50 cents at the store.
Chris, I have a cops question for you. Is it something where you can stream it with a streaming service now?
Oh, yeah. It's on Hulu, for sure.
All right. Good to know.
Are your favorite episodes the ones that happen in Lakewood?
Well, dude, you don't go through Lakewood unless you're trying to be on the episode of Cops.
Dude, I had a buddy who was a cop for the Lakewood Police Department, and he said that the producer of Cops, who's like loaded, of course, would fly those guys out for like a giant party every year.
What?
Like, it was like his thank you for providing so much content. I mean, other police agencies probably across the country got invited as well, but the Lakewood cops got the invite.
Top tier.
Because they provided so much, I mean, quote unquote, great content for cops.
The most amazing entertainment. What an era. 206-803-ROCK. What is the old person thing that you do? Chris from Seattle, what is the hand motion that you think is a little outdated?
It's the rolling down of the windows.
Yes.
You know, though, in all fairness, when I had my Jeep Wrangler, because everything, they could take the doors off, so it wasn't a lot of electric stuff. So my windows were roll-down windows, and it was a relatively new Jeep Wrangler. And people thought that was so strange when they got in my car.
So old school.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then the other one, my kids give me grief. It's audiobooks. I still call them books on tape.
Oh, yeah.
Books on tape.
They look at me cross-eyed every time.
So they're like, Dad, what is tape? 206-803-ROCK. What is the old person thing that you still do?
I don't know. This one hurts my soul, but they're not wrong. I listen to radio morning shows. Ha ha.
Yeah.
That is an
old school, baby.
Yeah, the youngins are listening to podcasts.
Boring.
I remember when we went to the Consumer Electronics Show, and we were like going around talking to people, and they're like, well, what do you guys do? I'm like, oh, we do a morning radio show. And the person looked like, well, what is that, almost? I mean, it was like one of those looks like, what? And I'm like, it's like a podcast, but it's live. Oh, that's cool.
It's on the radio, you see?
Like, oh, I had to make it cool for this like 20-something by saying it's a podcast, but it's live, and it's, you can listen to it in your car, and you don't even need internet. It's crazy.
Like, whoa. You know, another one of the emotions, though, I was thinking of is the fact that if you and I were to, say, make a call, we'd put, you know, kind of like the
hang loose
up to your dome. But the kids, they don't do that now. They do.
No.
They are like holding a smartphone is the way that they do
it. I just stare at the palm of their hand.
Say, they don't make calls.
Right. There's a lot of like hand gestures, like he was saying, like you're just talking about. Like, I remember the other day, somebody was churning and they were making a left, and they put their arm out. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's right. At some point in our lives, we were told, like, you know, you had to do the hand signal
for
making a right. You had that, like, your hand like extended up. And I'm like, nobody does that anymore.
I haven't seen that in forever.
Somebody just texted and said, I'm a 32-year-old man. I do embroidery in my free time.
Oh, I love that. Can you embroider us a Daily Migs pillow?
A pillow? I was thinking like a bomber jacket.
Or a bomber jacket.
Someone said, when we record something on the DVR, I still say taped it.
Taped it, yep.
Another text said, I bought an old man-looking recliner.
Oh, I do love a recliner.
Oh, like the Lazy Boys.
Hasn't Danny been shopping for those lately?
I know, and I've never wanted to visit him at his house, but if he gets a Lazy Boy, I will want to visit him at his house.
Yeah, we're going to camp out on that Lazy Boy.
Danny, have you gotten your Lazy Boy yet?
No, it's still in process. We're not doing the recliner, though. Do they have, like, whole couches? It was like, what is happening?
Oh, yeah.
I love Lazy Boy.
Oh, it's the best.
The best is when you call it an easy chair, though. I'm going to sit down in my easy chair.
Another great text that said, I wear sensible shoes. 99% of the time.
Same.
One of my buddies said something, and now I notice it. He says, you know when you realize you've given up on trying to be young and hip? you start wearing those Hoka shoes. And then it was just like, he's like, don't get me wrong, they're really freaking comfortable.
They got good arch support.
See, and I'll wear Vans all day, but the problem is I have to have the orthopedic in them to make sure that my back doesn't hurt by the end of the time.
So you got like the flat skater shoes, but inside there's actually a little bit of an arch.
A lot of an arch, Steve.
And any podiatrist, Danny, would tell you that you're doing it right.
Yeah.
Oh, old people.
I still shake hands with people. That seems to be kind of a lost art with the youngins.
Honestly, we've been trying to teach Barrett how to shake hands because they have to do it during sparring when they're doing martial arts, and he's terrible at shaking hands. It's like the dead fish thing. I'm like, buddy, you gotta like make it firm handshake there,
bro. You gotta go in with a good grip,
right? He looks pathetic out there shaking hands. So yeah, it's a lost art.
That's bad parenting, if you ask me.